The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To offer something very basic about the mindfulness practice, both meditation, walking, and also in daily life, sometimes it's helpful to think of that the practice involves three different aspects. The one that's most commonly recognized as part of mindfulness practice is to recognize what's going on. Whatever's happening at present moment, to recognize it. The second aspect is often somewhat understood, but often neglected, and that is to feel what's going on. So once it's recognized, to hang out with it, get to know it better, kind of receive the experience, be in the experience, allow the experience to be there so that you can kind of feel or experience the fullness of it. What's this really like? If it's pleasant, you feel it. If it's unpleasant, you feel it. If it's a sound, you recognize a sound, but you'd actually kind of take in the whole experience of listening. What's that like in the present moment? On all kinds of levels, physical, emotional, cognitive, whatever's going on. So to feel, really be there with the experience. And the third aspect is to relax. And some people only relax, and that doesn't work. The idea is to do each in their own time and place. So really get to know what's going on, recognize what's going on first, and then just be with it in a relaxed way, not before or against it. Don't lean against towards it, don't lean away, just there. The third is to just be there, feel it. And then the third is to relax with it. And that can mean relaxing around it, relaxing our relationship to it, relax with it, relax it if there's some kind of tension or holding in the body, relax that. If the tension or the pain doesn't go away, then just relax into it. So you're kind of not fighting it and struggling with it. As the practice develops, and we're more and more able to just be here in the present moment, then it's often what you want to do is let go, stop the relaxing part. Relaxing can be overdone. But then as you just do the first two, recognize and feel it. Recognize and allow it to be there in your field of awareness. And then with time, the relaxing is replaced by letting go. Not that you have to let go, but it's the nature of the practice as it deepens that there's a letting go of whatever we're holding on to. And it's very important at some point to stop doing the work yourself of relaxing, but allow the deeper kind of innate work of letting go to unfold for you. And then as the practice goes even deeper, then at some point you can let go of the second one, of feeling it. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be there and recognize what's happening. And the feeling, the being with it, the letting go will all kind of unfold on its own, in its own timing, if we just recognize what's there in a relaxed, present, focused way. So as you go about today here at IMC, you might try these in a relaxed way, these three steps. Recognize what's here, feel it, and then relax. If you're doing walking meditation, just recognize what's happening for you in your body, as in your mind as you do the walking. Recognize it, relax, and then relax. Relax into the walking. Same thing with the sitting. And I hope that in doing that, you enjoy this morning. Thank you.